You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. When Deuce Eclipse and Juan Manuel Caipo joined forces in 2008, they wanted to make music that could do two things: provide information and make beats that bang. Their band, called Bang Data, does just that. Deuce Eclipse comes from the world of hip-hop as an MC and a b-boy, while Juan mostly played rock before joining the band. Together, both Juan and Deuce combine influences from other genres, too, from cumbia to hip-hop to metal. Bang Data came into KALW studios to talk about their music and play some acoustic versions of their favorite tracks in this edition of Bay Area Beats.
We met in 2008, yep, in Oakland, California, the historic West Oakland.
That's when the bromance started.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, let the bromance begin.
Me despierto con música en mi mente y todos saben que yo soy el presidente. Nica mexica, el pinolero, residente americano, nacido con corazón nicaragüense.
My name is Juan Manuel Caipo. They call me Caipo, and I play drums, and I'm a producer in Bang Data. Well, I was born in, I'm from a Peruvian family. I was born in Los Angeles, and anyways, went to Peru, came back, started playing music. All my folks, family are musicians.
I am Deuce Eclipse, a.k.a. Coqui Calavera, the singer, MC. I am a Bay Area native, one of the many rare species that you see walking around the streets nowadays. I was first generation born here in the United States from Nicaraguan parents from Central America. And my father was a singer as well, you know, and a guitar player, organ player. And so I grew up with a lot of the old school music.
We hear when you come to the show. So here we go, here we go. Si, prende este fuego ya, todo mundo pa bailar. No tiempo pa descansar, yo canto el paso limar. Esta rola pa mi son mi pa la familia.
We first started playing together. I was working on a solo album with a producer here from the Bay Area. And I don't want to say he hit like a wall, but he kind of, I was taking it to a real Latino kind of avenue, more Spanish and singing. So he asked around for some people. We passed some names around, and Caipo came up, and he came to one of my shows. From there, we went to the studio like that week, and we pretty much started recording. We started, you know, fusing our interests together. He comes from the more rockero rock world. I come from the more hip-hop world, and we kind of meshed them together. And we're influenced, I feel, by the same kind of things, but individually, we do it differently, but when we put it together, that's what creates Bang Data.
This song is called Mucho Poco, and it's the self-titled track from our album, Mucho Poco. It's celebrating love, but at the same time, it's a bittersweet song because it expresses the end of a relationship, you know.
Mucho poco, pero poco mucho, mi amor es loco, pero no está roto. Mucho poco, pero poco.
It's kind of a weird thing to say, but what is the term oxymoron when you say two words that are almost the opposite in the world? I'm not sure the definition, but mucho is like a lot and poco is like a little. So the song is like, you know, a lot and a little all at the same time, kind of like in the sense of the little things count, you know, as well. Like a lot of the little things is what in the song, you know, they were lacking, or what was lacking in the love relationship and why it kind of fell apart.
It's more of a transition about a new stage in life, really.
Pero dime dónde estás. Pero dime dónde estás.
All right, listo?
Let's do it.
This song is They Don't Know, and it's basically just about the story of my parents coming here and just the experience of being a first generation born, you know, Latino in the Bay Area, and just how it feels when you can't speak English, for instance.
Yo, my dad was in the blur, I know it's so tough being him. And my mammy's so depressed, and how did all of this begin? And there is love in this house, but this country gave us doubts. And it's like if you talk back, they like, hush your mouth. Pero no me conoces, yo soy un toro conmigo.
You walk around with this idea that they don't know what I'm saying, or they don't know how I feel, you know, they'll never know because they don't understand my culture and I'm not speaking your language. But, you know, it morphs into everybody, you know. You walk down the street and you see somebody, you'll never know what they're really thinking or feeling. You know, it's that feeling of being separate in the world.
You never consider ourselves to be a political band, but I think, especially where we're at, like in this time and age, you can't help it because you start expressing yourself, whether it's in the show or through songs, and it might not be direct or very obvious what the lyric is about, but definitely there is a sense of you know, a social political message, you know, whether you're an immigrant or whether you're talking about, you know, sorrow and love, about, you know, it could be a family, it could be, you know, it could be friendship, it could be the stress and the pressure of times of, you know, trying to come up and stay afloat, you know, trying to find, you know, trying to make a living. I think the responsibility, I think us as humans or artists, yeah, we definitely have a microphone on stage, you know, we have recording capabilities, but I wouldn't tie ourselves into like, it's, we have to do this. I think it should really come from the heart. And I think as people, you know, we're just sharing our experiences as Latinos and, you know, from second generation Latinos from here in the United States. And we're watching the change of times like right in front of us. So whatever happens today or tomorrow, I'm sure we'll be either singing about it or talking about it.
I live by a motto, which is, you know, the creator gave us a piece of ourselves that's for the world. And you always have to give that part of yourself to the world. That's what it's there for. You know, we're not here to like barrel it down your face or anything like that. But it's in the music, and it's always going to be in the music as long as I'm behind a microphone, because that's just how I was raised. You know, I'm close to the community. I care about my people. I care about the world. So that's always going to be, I feel, a part of Bang Data sound.
No me conoces. No me conoces. No me conoces. No me conoces.